The office feels wrong the moment Jordan steps inside. The air is tight. Conversations hush when they walk past. A row of screens glow across the floor, but no one looks up. It is the kind of silence that carries a message. It presses against Jordan before anyone speaks. Their desk is gone from its usual spot. It sits alone in a corner near a vent that rattles through the morning. No explanation, no note, just distance. Jordan stands there for a long second. The pressure settles in. Manager Cross passes by. He mutters a flat greeting and keeps moving. No details, no tasks, no eye contact. Jordan watches him speak to everyone else like nothing is wrong. The floor keeps working. Jordan feels the shift. Something is closing in and no one plans to say it out loud. Chapter 1, The Shift Begins. Jordan stepped into the office just after 8. The lights buzzed overhead. The floor felt colder than usual. People typed fast and kept their eyes locked on their screens. A few glanced up, saw Jordan, then looked away like they had been caught doing something they should not. Jordan slowed their pace. Something was off. The air carried it. A quiet push that had no face yet. They reached the center row and stopped. Their desk was gone. It had been pulled from the main line and pushed into a corner beside the vent that rattled every morning. The surface was clean. Too clean. No one had asked. No one had sent a reason. Jordan felt heat rise in their chest. They waited for someone to say it was a mistake. No one looked over. Jordan set their bag down and stood there. The vent rattled again. It scraped against the wall like metal rubbing metal. It filled the silence around them. A manager at the other end spoke to two analysts in low tones. Jordan heard Cross's voice, calm, normal, nothing addressed. Jordan walked toward him. Cross saw them coming and shifted his eyes to a folder. He closed it like he had no time to spare. Jordan stopped a few steps away. Morning, Jordan said. Cross gave a quick nod. Morning. Jordan waited for more. A task, a brief, a plan for the day. Nothing came. Cross turned toward the analysts again and picked up a schedule sheet. Jordan stood there a second longer and then stepped back. Something had shifted, not by accident, and no one would say it out loud. Jordan returned to the corner desk. The chair leaned to one side. A bolt was loose. They straightened it and sat down. Their computer took longer than usual to load. Two emails flashed across the screen. Both were mass updates. No tasks, no messages from Cross. Jordan tapped their fingers on the desk and kept still. The pressure was quiet but steady. A thin shadow crossed the desk as Mia walked by. She hesitated, looked over her shoulder, then stepped closer. Did you know they were moving your spot? She whispered. Jordan shook their head. First time I am hearing it. Mia pressed her lips together. Her eyes scanned the room like someone might be listening. Something feels strange today. I am not sure what, but it does. Jordan nodded. Thanks, I feel it too. She walked off fast, as if staying longer would draw attention. Jordan watched her return to her section and keep her head down. The vent rattled again. The sound carried through their chest. Jordan adjusted their posture and tried to focus on the blank screen. 9:15 passed. No instructions, no requests. Meetings popped up on the calendar. Jordan clicked one of them. Access denied. They clicked another. Same result. They stood and looked down the row again. A cluster of team members walked toward conference two. Cross was with them. He held a stack of notes. Jordan walked toward the group. The closer they got, the quieter the group became. Cross saw Jordan. His face did not change. He just lifted the notes higher. Jordan asked, "Should I be in this one?" Cross blinked, "Which one?" Jordan motioned toward the conference door. Cross checked the notes again. "This is a priority sync. Small group. We are tight on time." Jordan waited. "So am I not part of that group?" Cross cleared his throat. "Today we are limiting bodies in the room." He pushed the door open, stepped inside, and closed it behind him. No explanation. No path forward. Just a wall of silence dressed as efficiency. Jordan stood there for several seconds. They walked back toward the corner desk. Their hands shook more than they wanted to admit. They sat down and tried to breathe slow. The vent rattled again. It felt louder than before. Jordan opened a blank document and typed a few notes. They wrote the words, "Desk moved, no notice, meetings closed, cross avoiding." They paused at the last line. They did not want to believe it, but they wrote it anyway. Something is happening. 10:30 came with no direction. Jordan pushed away from the desk and walked to the break room. Two co-workers stood near the counter. They were whispering until they noticed Jordan. Their voices dropped. One of them gave a small nod. The other stayed silent. Jordan poured a cup of water and left. The hallway lights flickered once. It made the whole place feel thin. Back at the desk, Jordan decided to approach Cross again. They walked to his office. The door was open. Cross was typing. His shoulders were stiff. "Do you have a minute?" Jordan asked. Cross did not look up. "What is it?" "I want to understand the changes this morning. My desk. The meetings." Jordan kept their voice steady. Cross tapped a key and finally looked up. "We are adjusting the workflow. It is nothing personal. I need to know what is expected of me today." Cross closed his laptop halfway. "We need flexibility right now. Things shift. You will be looped in when needed." Jordan felt the words land like stones. "So am I not needed right now?" Cross leaned back. "I did not say that. I am saying let things move. We are busy and I cannot explain every shift." He opened the laptop again. "This meeting is coming up. I have to prep." Jordan stood there. The conversation had no weight for Cross, but it had weight for them. Jordan stepped back from the door. Cross added without looking up, "Keep doing what you can from your station. I will reach out if something urgent comes up." Jordan walked back to the corner. The vent rattled again. The sound matched the pulse in their ears. They sat down and stared at the blank document. A quiet squeeze had begun. It had no name, no explanation, but it was real. No messages came for the rest of the morning. The office stayed tight. Eyes moved away whenever Jordan looked around. The corner felt colder by the hour. Jordan tried to focus on the faint hum of the computer, but the rattling vent kept breaking through. When noon hit, Jordan packed their notebook and stepped out for air. The sky was pale. The wind was sharp. Jordan leaned against the railing outside the building and watched cars pass on the street. It was the only moment that felt normal all day. They closed their eyes for a second and tried to think. There was no clear path yet, but the pressure inside the office had shifted into something else. A slow turn, a quiet move, it waited for them to return. Jordan opened their eyes and walked back toward the entrance. The door clicked behind them. The floor looked the same but felt different. They sat at the corner desk again. The vent rattled once more. The day was not over. And something deeper was already in motion. Chapter 2, The Silent Squeeze. Jordan returned the next morning before the floor filled. The corner desk waited under the dull hum of the ceiling lights. The building felt colder than yesterday. Jordan set their bag down and powered on the computer. The login screen lagged again. They watched the cursor blink like it was unsure whether to let them in. When the desktop finally loaded, only two tasks were listed. Both were shallow. One was a file review that no one needed. The other was a spreadsheet that had no purpose in current operations. Someone had stripped their workload to the bone. Jordan scrolled through old assignments to see if anything had shifted overnight. Nothing. Cross had not sent a single update. The silence carried weight. It felt engineered. Jordan leaned back and took a slow breath. The vent rattled in the corner and pushed a thin draft across their arm. By 9, the room filled with the usual voices. But the pattern had changed. People who once stopped by Jordan's desk now walked around it. A clear path formed that did not exist before. Co-workers avoided pausing near the corner. They kept their greetings short and moved on. Jordan watched the shift unfold with a steady jaw. It was quiet, but deliberate. Around 9:20, Cross walked through the floor with a folder in hand. He stood near the project board, speaking with two leads. Jordan caught his eye for a second, but Cross looked away fast. He pointed at a row of tasks on the board and made small corrections. Jordan waited for him to approach or call them over. He did neither. Jordan picked up one of the pointless assignments and tried to pull something useful from it. It had outdated fields and numbers that made no sense. It was busy work designed to drain time. Jordan clicked through tabs and realized half the data had already been archived weeks earlier. There was no reason for the assignment to exist except to shrink their role. At 10, Cross appeared beside their desk with a clipped tone. Jordan straightened in their chair. "I did not ask for changes on that sheet," Cross said. Jordan turned the screen toward him. "You said yesterday to handle whatever I can from this station. This was in my queue." Cross hardened his face. "That sheet is already done. I never told you to touch it." Jordan kept their voice level. It showed up as open work. Cross folded his arms. You need to listen more carefully. I do not have time to backtrack. He paused just long enough to let the pressure sit. Leave that file. Move on to something smaller. Jordan felt the sting of the contradiction. They nodded once. Cross walked away without another word. Jordan stared at the screen. If they followed directions, Cross denied giving them. If they hesitated, he would accuse them of not taking initiative. The squeeze was tightening. Jordan opened a blank document on their personal drive and recorded the exchange. They wrote the time. They wrote Cross's exact words. They added a short note about the stripped workload. They kept the document hidden behind a decoy file. The act itself felt heavy. A quiet shield for a quiet threat. 10:30 rolled in. A notification flashed. Jordan clicked it, expecting a real task. Instead, it was a maintenance ticket, asking them to check formatting on a one-page summary that did not belong to their role. Jordan clicked through line by line. The work was empty. They pushed through it anyway. They knew what this kind of tactic meant. Keep the employee busy with nonsense until they sink. Coworker distance deepened. Mia passed by but did not stop. She gave a small wince, then looked away. Jordan saw three analysts gather near the hallway. They were whispering. When Jordan walked past them, their whispering stopped. The group scattered. Jordan continued forward without reacting. They felt the weight of their isolation gather speed. At 11:15, Cross sent a message. His words were clipped. Need you to update that vendor sheet. Make sure you follow last week's specs. Jordan opened the vendor sheet. The specs had no relation to last week's work. Jordan typed a question for clarification. Cross replied 2 minutes later. Check your notes. I already explained this. Jordan checked their notes. There was nothing. Cross had never explained it. Jordan typed again. I do not have record of that. Can you confirm the direction? Cross took longer to reply this time. If you cannot keep track of basic instructions, that is on you. The message hit like a hard shove. Jordan leaned back and stared at the screen. They felt the truth settle. This was not miscommunication. It was a tactic. A slow bend meant to break their footing. They added the exchange to the hidden document. By noon, Jordan took a short break outside. The wind cut across their face. They gripped the railing and kept their breath steady. Their stomach tightened. They knew this pattern. Remove real work. Assign meaningless tasks. Twist instructions. Make the employee look unfocused. The floor behind them buzzing with normal routine. Their corner becoming a quiet cage. Jordan walked back inside and sat at the desk. A new job posting flashed on the company bulletin at 12:20. Jordan clicked it out of habit. A supervisor role. One they had been training toward for months. They checked the internal message board to see who had circulated it. No one had. Jordan realized it had been posted this morning. No one had mentioned it. Not even the leads who once pushed Jordan to apply. Jordan scrolled through the posting again. The job matched their skill set exactly. It should have been flagged for them. It should have been discussed. Instead, it sat there in silence, waiting for someone else. Jordan closed the posting. Their jaw clenched. They typed this into their hidden document as well. Missed promotion opportunity. No notification. The floor stayed busy through the afternoon. Cross stayed close to the leads, guiding them through details Jordan had once handled. Jordan watched from the corner while pushing through meaningless tasks. The noise of the vent kept cutting through the air. The draft felt colder now. Jordan rubbed their hands together to keep focus. Around 2:30, Cross stopped behind Jordan without warning. He studied the screen. "You're still on that," he said. Jordan kept their eyes forward. "I'm finishing the last section." "We needed that earlier," Cross said. "I asked you to focus. You need to keep pace." Jordan lowered their voice. "You gave two different instructions on this one." Cross hardened his tone. "You are hearing things wrong. Pay attention." He turned and walked off. Jordan stared at the floor. The pressure kept climbing. They finished the task and submitted it. Cross did not acknowledge it. As the day pushed toward 4, Jordan added each interaction to the hidden document. They felt their notes becoming a lifeline. They checked the time. The office dimmed slightly as the sun shifted. Coworkers packed their bags. Jordan stayed at the corner desk a little longer, watching the floor empty. When they finally stood, the air felt thick. The quiet squeeze had turned into a frame around their day. Every move carried a message. Every silence had shape. Jordan shut down the computer and walked toward the exit. They kept their backs straight. The system was tightening around them, but they were no longer walking blind. The pressure had shifted again, preparing for something heavier. And tomorrow, it would show its hand. Chapter 3, Extraction. Jordan woke before dawn. Their chest felt tight. They moved slowly through the apartment, trying to steady their breath. The day carried a weight they could not shake. The hidden document on their personal drive had grown large, filled with dates, times, and every shift in behavior. Jordan closed their eyes and pictured the office, the corner desk, the forced distance, the empty workload. They felt the pressure settle again. Today would push it further. By 8, they stepped into the building. The floor held a strange calm. The usual chatter was muted. Cross's office door was shut. The light under it glowed. Jordan sat at the corner desk and powered up the computer. A notification flashed at the top of the screen. It came from HR. The subject line read, "Quick check-in." Jordan stared at it for several seconds. They clicked it open. HR asked them to stop by at 9. The message was short, polite, too polite. Jordan knew what it meant. The quiet firing phase was entering its next stage. Bring the employee in, act concerned, apply pressure from a different angle, try to push them to make the first move. Jordan saved the email to the hidden document and closed the screen. They waited for the clock to reach 9. The minutes felt heavy. Cross walked past the desk once, but did not look their way. He carried a file and kept his face blank. Jordan watched him disappear down the hall. At 9, Jordan stood and walked to HR. The hallway felt longer today. The carpet muffled each step. When they reached the office, the door was open. A rep named Shaw waited inside. She motioned toward a chair across from her desk. "Morning, Jordan. Thanks for coming in." Jordan sat down. The room was warm. A small fan pushed air in the corner. Shaw folded her hands and gave a practiced smile. "We wanted to check in," she said, "just to see how you have been feeling about the workflow." Jordan kept their expression steady. "The workflow has changed a lot," Shaw nodded with careful rhythm. "Yes, change can be challenging. We have noticed some shifts in your assignments. We want to make sure you are adapting." Jordan met her eyes. "I have been given very little direction. Some tasks have been taken away. Others have been replaced with work that does not align with my role." Shaw kept her posture still. "Sometimes managers need to redistribute tasks. It is not always personal." Jordan felt the moment tighten. They spoke clearly. "I have documented everything from the past several days. I can walk you through it." The smile on Shaw's face faded a little. "I want to understand your concerns," she said, "but documentation might not be necessary." Jordan reached into their bag and placed a printed copy of the hidden file on the desk. It was thick enough to make a sound when it landed. Shaw's eyes widened for a split second before she masked it. Jordan waited. "I noted each change," Jordan said. "The contradictory instructions, the stripped workload, the missed communication, the internal posting I was not notified about. The pattern is clear, and it is not a standard workflow shift." Shaw tapped a finger on the desk once. She tried to recover her tone. "We will review this. Thank you for bringing it forward." "I need it addressed today," Jordan said. "The pattern has escalated. It is affecting my position and reputation." Shaw's jaw tightened. "I understand. Please give us some time. We will reach out once we have spoken with management." Jordan stood. "Thank you. I will be at my desk." They left the office without looking back. Their pulse ran high but steady. The silence had cracked. The attempt to disguise the pressure as concern was now documented. Jordan walked back toward the floor. When they reached the corner desk, Cross appeared near the project board. His face held thin tension. He walked toward Jordan. "Can we talk in my office?" Cross said. Jordan nodded and followed him inside. Cross shut the door behind them and leaned on the edge of his desk. "You blindsided HR," he said. His tone had dropped its usual calm. "You made this into something bigger than it is." Jordan kept their voice level. "I responded to a pattern. Nothing I documented is false." Cross stepped closer. His posture hardened. "You are reading too much into normal workload adjustments. This is how teams operate." Jordan shook their head. "The tasks were empty. The instructions were contradictory. Meetings were blocked, and you know it." Cross's jaw twitched. He tried to regain control. Jordan watched him falter for a second. Pressure cracked through his voice. You are making this harder than it needs to be. Jordan spoke quietly. You removed my work, you isolated me, and now HR is involved because of it. Cross stepped back and ran a hand across his forehead. He tried to reset himself. He grabbed a folder and opened it as if searching for something to anchor the moment. Papers shifted. His fingers trembled slightly. Jordan saw it. Cross looked up. His voice thinned. You need to decide if this place is still right for you. Jordan held the silence. They watched the words settle between them. They knew what Cross was doing, pushing them to quit, make the quiet firing complete without saying the phrase out loud. Jordan reached into their bag and placed a single-page summary from the document on Cross's desk. It laid out the pattern in clean lines, dates, times, exact quotes. Cross stared at it, his face drained of color. He closed the folder without saying a word. Jordan spoke calmly. HR has a full copy. I'm not leaving quietly. Cross swallowed and tried to steady his breathing. I need to review this, he said. Jordan nodded once and walked out. The floor had changed again. People watched them move through the room. Some looked away fast. Others stared a moment too long. Jordan sat at the corner desk and waited. The vent rattled again. The day felt slow and sharp. At 10:45, Shaw returned to the floor. She motioned for Jordan. They stepped into a small meeting room. She closed the door softly behind them. We reviewed your documentation, she said. Her voice was steady, but carried a different weight now. There are concerns about the management patterns you outlined. We need to take immediate action. Jordan kept their expression still. What happens next? Shaw hesitated. We will be opening a formal review. We will need statements. We may reassign oversight temporarily. Jordan understood the subtext. Cross had become a liability. The quiet firing attempt had crossed a line. Shaw continued. We also want to understand what you want, whether you want to remain in your role, request a transfer, or pursue a different path. Jordan let the words sink in. The cost of staying, the risk of leaving, the weight of exposing a system that counted on silence. I will need time to decide, Jordan said. Of course, Shaw replied. Take the rest of the day. We will follow up tomorrow. Jordan stepped out of the room. The floor felt lighter. Not safe, but changed. Cross was at his desk, staring down at something. He did not look up. The pressure he once controlled had shifted. It now pointed back at him. Jordan packed their things slowly. The decision ahead was heavy, but it was theirs. They walked toward the exit with a steady pace. The building hummed. The day felt colder than the others, but clearer. At the door, Jordan paused. The vent rattled faintly behind them from across the floor. The sound no longer felt like a warning. It felt like a reminder that silence had power only when no one spoke. Jordan stepped outside. The air hit their face. They stood there for a moment, knowing the next move would carry weight either way. This chapter of pressure was ending. Another would begin with whatever choice they made tomorrow. The cost was real, but so was the ground they had taken back.